This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. This statistic surprised even us babes. According to a recent Harris poll, about 20% of adults between the ages of 40 and 64 have one or more tattoos. For those younger than 40, that number at least doubles.
But what if one has inker's remorse? Say that certain someone's name, branded across your arm, is now in the arms of another, or that rose on your backside doesn't look so sweet or so small anymore. Well, Ken Saylor has built a thriving business around tattoo regret. He's the owner of Advanced Laser Tattoo Removal here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, Ken, you have a steady stream of clients looking to get rid of their tattoos. After going through all that pain, which I cannot even imagine, and expense to get your tattoo, what are some of the reasons people really want them removed?
It's not always about regret. As it turns out, they've done studies, and 40% of the people that come in for tattoo removal is job-related. You'd like to think that your employer is a little bit more liberal, but there's lots of studies that say if you have a tattoo, you will have a harder time getting a job, particularly if there's client contact.
Ken, tell us about your very diverse clientele. I mean, they're really from every walk of life, right?
My clientele is everybody in the spectrum, from embassy people, professional white-collar, blue-collar, criminals, everybody you could think of has a reason to take a tattoo off. I have a lot of military. The military has been cracking down on visible tattoos, and even people that have been there for a while, officers want it now below their short sleeve shirts. Usually it was on the wrists or anything exposed when there was a long sleeve shirt or the neck or face, anything that would expose. And for some people that are in a little bit more sensitive positions, like CIA guys, they want to take off any kind of identifier that could mark them and be kept on their record so nobody could recognize them. I'd get several of those a year.
Well, Ken, how difficult is it to remove a tattoo?
Well, it's not cheap, it's not painless, and it's not fast.
Ugh. Okay. Sounds like
now,
I don't want this.
Wonderful. I don't want to do this. Where do we sign up?
Well, here's the good news is it's focused at the end result. And the individual treatment itself is so fast that most people don't believe it. What happens is the laser goes through the skin. It's non-invasive. It doesn't do anything to your body, but when it finds the pigment of the ink, you're a little snap and you feel like somebody popped you with a rubber band. Now, body will send blood. Like if somebody punched you in your arm, your body will send blood up to the region where your nerve cells are, and that's why you feel it. And that little sting is like mostly reported to me as like a sunburn. And for the most part, it goes away after about 20 minutes. You forget about it till 6 weeks later when you come in for another treatment, because this is not a one-time treatment. There's a lot of factors involved, the age of the tattoo, the color of the tattoo, the placement on the body. But the most significant factor is the person's immune system. The immune system is grabbing onto that ink and absorbing it and passing it out of the body. That's how it disappears. So it's a natural bodily process that starts as soon as you get hit with the laser in six millionths of a second. But even a laser treatment of today, you don't see any effects for 3 or 4 weeks.
So what if it's a really big tattoo and it covers a lot of your body?
I do everything from a ring finger, which will take 3 or 4 seconds, tat, 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 it's over, to full back tattoos. Now, if the tattoo is large, I do not want the client to be sitting more than 20 minutes at one time. So I'll divide a back, let's say, into four or even half, and then give a treatment on that quadrant or half. And I don't have to wait 6 weeks to do another part. I can do the other part, let's say, 3 weeks later. So 3 weeks, we do the top. 3 weeks later, we do the bottom, and just keep repeating it. Normally, the sessions are separated by at least 6 weeks, and that gives a chance for your body cells to absorb, and not so much your body to heal, but the process takes time. It's not magic. It's a process that you have to have faith in science and technology, and your body will do the rest of the work.
So, Ken, how much does this all cost, like if you have a medium-sized tattoo, say?
Well, it's a lot more expensive than the tattoo, and it goes by square inch. So picture this. If you had a tattoo on your arm that was 4 square inches, that's typically $150 a session. And let's say you need 8 to 10 sessions. Now, that tattoo probably cost you $100 and will cost you close to $1,000 to get it off.
Wow. So you better think twice, right?
So, Ken, what kind of training did you have to be able to remove tattoos?
I went to Rocky Mountain Laser College, which teaches all different kinds of lasers and all different kinds of treatments. And I think it's the oldest and most prestigious facility in the United States. So I went there, and I'm a certified laser specialist that allows me to operate the laser under the supervision of a medical director. So I have a medical director in case any problems arise, but in 3.5 years, never any problem. There's nothing bad that could happen to this. This just blows up ink in your body. There are some after effects. Scarring is very unusual. Blistering, more common with red ink because people are allergic, but that goes away and the skin heals perfectly. So there's very, very little that can be complicated.
Ken Saylor, owner of Advanced Laser Tattoo Removal in Washington, D.C., thanks so much for sharing your tools of the trade with the Two Boomer Babes.
It's a very interesting profession. There's a lot of stories, and I hope your listeners got information and entertainment out of it.
Good talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime at twoboomerbabes.com.